This is KUT. Members of Congress are in their hometowns this week, but Republican congressmen representing five districts covering parts of Austin are not using that time to hold town halls. That's even though many constituents in the area have been asking their representatives to hold one. So some groups have decided to hold their own town halls, even if the members of Congress they were hoping to talk to isn't there. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports from one such meeting for absent Congressman Roger Williams.
A congressional town hall without a member of Congress is kind of weird when you think about it. In Dripping Springs last night, though, I saw at least one example of what this looks like. A crowd of people is sitting on the patio of a Mexican restaurant eating and carefully writing questions on note cards. They wait for their turn at a mic facing a podium with American flags hanging behind it.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Lisa Molina. I live in Austin in the Sendera neighborhood, 78749. Congressman Williams, my 20-year-old son battled leukemia, a blood cancer, ages 3, 11, and 13.
Okay, so maybe it's not weird yet. The event is run like any standard town hall. Lisa Molina introduced herself, said what part of the congressional district she's from, and then added something personal happening in her life and how policy is affecting it. In this case, Molina's concerned about lifetime caps on health insurance, which was a problem before the Affordable Care Act was passed. And now Republicans in Congress, including her Congressman Roger Williams, are looking to repeal that law.
My son's treatment costs reached $1 million by the time he was 14 years old. Without the protection of the ACA, it was possible that he could have been denied further coverage. Do you support keeping these current ACA protections intact?
But this is where things get weird. Because Molina wasn't talking to Representative Williams, she was talking to a cardboard cutout of him, actually. She won't get an answer on this. Instead, she gets this. Yep, that's the sound of crickets. It played on speakers throughout the patio. It followed questions about Williams' support or lack of support for investigations into President Donald Trump's ties to Russia, as well as questions about global warming, the future of Social Security and Medicare. Erin Zweiner helped organize everything. She told the crowd this right before she kicked things off.
Show Congressman Williams that he should have been here today. Be firm. Speak your truths. Ask tough questions. But also be gracious. Let's get him to show up next recess.
According to one of the organizers, almost 250 people signed in for the event in Dripping Springs. And this isn't the only event like it. Organizers with Indivisible Austin, a group created after President Trump's inauguration, are holding town halls in other congressional districts in the area, holding them with or without a member of Congress. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.